This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Last week, the FBI gave tacit acknowledgement that they are investigating Planned Parenthood marketing of abortion specimens. Over 2 years ago, undercover videos made credible allegations of actions that pointed to illegal profits from the sale of human tissue. The FBI acknowledgement came when it asked a Senate committee for unaltered or unredacted documents in the case for their investigation. Priests for Life and another group of abortion opponents are documenting the facts of late-term abortions in investigative phone calls to abortion clinics. They hope to paralyze the myth that abortion does not happen to healthy mothers and children so late in pregnancy. They continue to find abortion clinics marketing abortion well after 20 weeks of development. This is Life News Radio. News at Life News Radio should make you think, and often it should make you think about calling your elected officials in Washington, D.C. So remember this phone number, 202-224-3121. Let your senators, your representatives, hear from you, 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. In other headlines, abortion opponents say an NPR report examining maternal mortality among black women looks to racism without considering the effects of high abortion rates on subsequent pregnancies. And rescued from suicide, a woman discovered that her depression and suicidal tendencies were based on a misdiagnosis of cancer. The Euthanasia Prevention Coalition says too many such cases are just one reason why early arranged death is not a valid answer to illness and depression. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.